Simon & Schuster Audio presents Gilded Mountain, a novel by Kate Manning, read by Dawn Harvey.
Part 1. Moonstone. O Lord, set a guard at my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Psalm 141:3. Chapter 1. I never told a soul about the money. Not a word about the marriage or the events that led me to his arms. In those days, I was a young religious, my mother pointing me toward a nunnery. But it was the transformations of love and ease I wanted. And when we went west, I went looking. There in the sharp teeth of the Gilded Mountains, where the snow and murderous cold conspire to ruin a woman, I lost the chance to become a delicate sort of lady, one of those poodles in hair parlors and society clubs. Instead, I got myself arrested as a radical and acquired a fine vocabulary, one more common to mule skinners and barflies, quarry hogs, witches. And I'm not sorry, for it was all of my education in those 2 years about right and wrong. Here in the attic of memory, I sit with my trunk of ghosts, my pen, to put down those long-ago days in Moonstone, Colorado, to report at last certain crimes, my own included, of the heart and worse, and how they tried to smash us. We never should have headed up there in that avalanche month, April 1907, but already had waited 2 years to follow my father. Our party consisted of myself, a tall, odd girl, almost 17, my mother, Cherry, my brother Henry, age 12, and the baby, Francoise, who'd made it alive to a year and a half, old enough to travel at last. We called him Frankie, or Nipper, for he enjoyed the use of his new teeth. Already we'd crossed 2,000 miles of country in a weary succession of train cars on harrowing tracks tacked along sheer rock faces, up and then further up into the excitement of the western peaks. Behind us, we'd left a squabbling maw of relatives crowded in dark rooms, the Petit Quebecois parish in Rutland, Vermont, the worn-out path to the Church of Saint-Marie, its fog of
sample complete. Ready to continue?